A pleasant good morning to each of you who has tuned in to the Seeds of Truth that's brought to you by the Rivermont Church of Christ. It's my purpose in presenting these lessons, as well as the congregation which brings these thoughts to you, to do all things according to the revealed truth of God's Word. We have no desire to add one thing or subtract anything from what God has said through His Word. Your speaker is Robert Swain. Some years ago, I read a report by the Associated Press in which the police said a man was shot to death here last night during an argument over whether Lucifer of the Bible was male or female. Now, this is certainly an extreme case, but it does suggest how foolish men sometimes act in their disagreements. And often when this kind of action is followed, other men argue that we just cannot see the Bible alike. Some even retort, "That's just your interpretation." Some would even argue that God didn't make us so that we can understand the Bible alike. Now, if God caused us to see the Bible differently, why then did He command us to see it alike? He spoke through the Apostle Paul when he said, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." 1 Corinthians 1:10. How can we be perfectly joined together in the same mind if God made us to see differently? Just shortly before Jesus died on the cross, you remember how Jesus prayed for His disciples? John 17:20-21. He said, "I pray that they all may be one, as Thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent me." Now, how could Christ pray for men to be one if that unity was impossible? To be one does not mean one person, but one in aims, purposes, desires, will, and obedience. Can all believers be one? Well, Jesus seemed to think that they could. The early Christians showed us that men are able to see the Bible alike. In Acts 4:32, the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. There was a demonstration of unity there. If the Christians of the first century could see alike, of course we can today, for we have the same message that they had. The truth is that if we understand the Bible at all, we will understand it alike. Surely some misunderstand the Bible, but it is these very misunderstandings that lead to religious divisions. We should never make the Lord responsible for the lack of unity that is seen today. Who is responsible for the religious division that we see around us? Not the Lord. So it must be man. Religious division is brought about by a misunderstanding of God's Word, as well as other things of equal importance. And one reason for mankind not seeing the Bible alike is ignorance. The Apostle Paul spoke of the Jews in Romans 10:3. "For being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own, they have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God." On the cross, Christ spoke, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." Before Paul's conversion, he spoke of persecuting Christ and the church through what? Ignorance. Yet he said that he did it all in a good conscience in Acts 23:1. Can a person be honest and sincere and still persecute Christ and His followers? Most assuredly so. If Paul could oppose the truth because of his ignorance, cannot man do likewise today? Most assuredly so. Many sincere people today have inherited their religious convictions from their parents. They have never stopped to investigate the Bible for themselves. My friends in this audience, we must not take it for granted that our parents knew all of the truth. And I surely wish to cast no reflections upon anyone's parents. Perhaps they lack the opportunities which you now have. You have the opportunity to search the Scriptures, as we're now doing. If you do not, your ignorance will not excuse you for not doing what God requires of you. And by not studying the Scriptures, you too become responsible.